Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. 9 successful value-added producer grants for Kentucky agribusinesses from USDA's Rural Development Office were just recently announced. Heading up that USDA agency in Kentucky is Tom Fern.
We were very pleased that we had $1.17 million total awarded for Kentucky, 9 producers. We fared real well here in Kentucky.
These were successful grants just announced from the 2011 round of the program. They are matching grants for up to $100,000 in planning capital for such things as market studies and up to $300,000 in working capital. Among successful 2011 grants just announced were for Kentucky Freshwater Fish of Livingston County for $300,000 in working capital, $297,000 for Horseshoe Bend Winery in Washington County. Others included
Kenny's Farmhouse Cheese in Austin and Barron County, $246,000. Evans Orchard and Cider Mill in Georgetown, $70,000. Mead Hook Butcher Shop in LaGrange, Oldham County, $67,000. Now, that was for a planning grant.
Fern says this program meshes well with Kentucky's Ag Development Program and is obviously worth the time for agribusinesses to explore. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
We're back with Tom Fern, heading up USDA's Rural Development Office in Kentucky, rounding out successful value-added producer grants from the 2011 applications.
Stone Cross Farm in Taylorsville and Spencer County, $55,000. Kendall James Clark Farms in Crofton, Christian County, $50,000. And Kentucky Sheep and Goat Development Office in Frankfort and Franklin County, $36,400.
We'll have a web address for you in a minute for the 2012 program, but Fern says these grants, like a previous award to Lake Cumberland Milling in Monticello, impact farmers and lead to jobs.
Purchasing soybean from local producers for use in extrusion process to produce soybean meal, soybean hulls, and soy oil. 3 jobs were created and 17 jobs were saved as a result of this grant. $150,000 was made there. That was last year.
Again, Fern says these are matching grants, as he said, for planning and working capital. You can get all of the qualification details online at rurdev.usda.gov. That's rurdev.usda.gov. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.